The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Miss a segment? Want to share a segment with a friend? Go to SundayMorningNewsmakers.com to catch the podcast. Plus, hear our past shows. That's SundayMorningNewsmakers.com.
Tom Manzo, president of Timely Prefinished Steel Door Frames. He is also the founder of CABIA, the California Business and Industrial Alliance. Tom, it's good to have you on the program.
Thanks for having me on, Larry.
Tom, folks don't know this story, but I always share it when I have you on. At your business, there were employees that started at different times in the day. They all wanted to have lunch together. The company thought, well, why not? You know, build morale. They'll have lunch together. Turned out to bite you in the lawsuit arena. Tell us that story quickly.
Yeah. It cost $1 million, as a matter of fact.
Ouch.
And, you know, the company's been in business since 1971, and we employ, you know, almost a little over 200 people right now. And believe it or not, we have people that have been there as long as 38 years. Average is about 26 years. So people would start at different times. I allowed a flexible work schedule, 5, 5.30, 6, 6.30, 7. Normally you don't do that in manufacturing, but we thought it was a way to, you know, keep talent around. And everybody wanted to eat their lunch together. So we had some people that were, you know, past 5 hours, and that's the rule. You cannot take your lunch past 5 hours. And, you know, to make matters worse, we didn't have people punch in or punch out for lunch. And you need to do that. You need to have proof that they're taking their lunch. And we had a small safety incentive that we were off in the calculation by pennies. But between that and the late lunches, it cost the company $1 million.
Well, you learned about all this and you said, hey, I'm going to do something about this. I'm going to fight back. And you kind of pulled the layers back on the cottage industry that's out there that is going after businesses. Explain what you found.
Well, you know, when I first got involved with this a little over 2 years ago, I did not realize how big of an industry it really is. And I'm talking not millions. I'm talking in the multi-billion dollar industry. And if you look at some of the lawsuits, if you were to just take one lawsuit, Walmart was recently hit with a $100 million PAGA lawsuit, and what it was over was their employees that either were terminated or resigned when they got their final paycheck. They actually gave them the check, the right date, but they didn't have the week ending date, and it cost them $100 million.
You mean the money cleared the bank, they got their funds, and a technical violation of not having that one end date? Cost the company money?
Cost that company that kind of money. And, you know, the attorneys involved in a case like that are going to get 35 to 40%. And then you have the companies that are going to do the mediation, and they're going to get a big cut. And you have the people that got to cut all the checks to all the employees. They're going to get a big cut. And before you know it, this industry is much larger than people think.
There's a term, PAGA. If you haven't heard it before, you need to know that because PAGA stands for
Private Attorney General Act. So what they've done is the state can't enforce its own labor laws, and they've allowed the trial attorneys and their employees to do that.
These attorneys have a incentive to make more money for themselves, so they have a different goal than if it had been a state agency.
Oh, of course. So if somebody comes to them and says, you know, I've been getting my lunches late, you know, the first thing the attorney will do is say, I want to see all the records. And they could essentially accuse them of everything because they're hoping that they find something else wrong to stack the deck.
Wow. There's an update to this story. It's something you've discovered, that there's actually kind of a farm system to farm potential clients to these attorneys across the state. Explain what's going on here.
Well, it's really quite shocking. And if you really wanted to take a look at it. You can go to our website, cabia.org. And what we're finding out is there's actually a company that is posing as a marketing company. And what they're doing is they're offering trial attorneys PAGA plaintiffs within a period of 3 days. So they're saying to the trial attorneys, hey, if you need some plaintiffs for these cases, I can find them for you.
So how do they go and find these people?
Oh, God. You know, we don't quite know that yet, and I'm sure we're going to find out because we're going to continue to dig and we're going to continue to investigate.
Tell us about the lawsuit that you folks launched not too long ago. A lot of people have been trying to reform this, thinking the answer was going to the legislature, that those good men and women who we vote in Sacramento, that they would have the common sense to fix loopholes in the law that create these incentives that bleed dry businesses. But that hasn't worked. You tried a different tack or are trying a different tack. Update us on what you did there.
Sure. I think a lot of people don't understand the law, including the legislators. And unfortunately, there's such a large labor union influence in the legislature. You know, they're quite frankly passing laws that do not benefit non-unionized employers.
In fact, labor unions, if you have a labor union agreement, some of these arcane laws and the enforcement mechanism don't apply to them.
Well, last year they passed the law AB 1654, and what that does is if you're a employer and you have unionized employees only in the construction industry, then you are exempt from PAGA.
Hmm, that sounds like a sweet deal.
Sounds like a sweet deal. And you know what's funny is we worked on legislation last year. It did not work out. Everybody was frustrated, and we had a member say, hey, let's sue the state. We looked at it, and we thought at first it's a tough battle, but there's some possibilities. And right now we're actually the lawsuit's based on equal protection claims, and the equal protection claims are saying – you can't just carve out one industry, and they've admitted, legislation has admitted PAGA is a problem, and people are taking advantage of it.
So what is the likelihood that vehicle will move forward, or is that a tough one to
We're confident it's going to move forward, and what we're finding out is, as we're starting to do discovery, we realize a lot of people know it's a problem at the state level. And we're finding out what a lot of these attorneys are doing. And as we continue to expose these things, we're hoping legislation sees, hey, this is a big problem. Because quite frankly, in these cases, the employee is not getting hardly anything. The state isn't getting as much. You know, the attorneys are the ones that are making out here.
Right. Well, and some people might say, well, okay, it's really on the employer to follow all the rules. If they don't follow the rules, they're subject to this. You have said something to the effect that you could try to follow all the rules, but there's so many rules that an aggressive attorney would find a way to get you.
I always tell everybody that one of the labor laws in there is the your restroom has got to be more than 68 degrees, or that's a labor law violation. And at that point, you know, somebody could say, hey, the bathroom is too cold, and I'm going to file a lawsuit, and they could represent all the employees.
Who writes the labor laws like that to get turn around and bite hardworking employers who are just trying to survive?
I don't know. You know, I mean, I sit there and I look at it, and I see a lot of these new laws coming up. And sometimes I wonder, well, do they have good intentions or don't they? But I could tell you this much, with the passing of AB 5 and independent contractors, it is going to open up a slew of PAGA lawsuits.
Let's go there for a little while. We have a couple of minutes. Why? First off, what is AB 5?
Well, what it is there was a Supreme Court ruling last year, and what happened was they were questioning what you needed to be to become what classified you as an independent contractor.
Right, versus being an hourly worker with all the
versus
benefits.
Versus being an hourly worker.
And so there was this decision that went down, right, by the California Supreme Court, and the state has codified that into law.
Made it law.
With more of those set-asides you talked about.
And Newsom signed it. And so the ones that are exempt are doctors and lawyers and people like that. But you go to the Uber drivers and you go to, I believe, nail technicians. I mean, they are now going to have to be employees. And if they're not employees and you're not offering them, you know,
All the breaks, everything else, all that stuff. You have a big problem. And I haven't really figured it out. I know Uber and Lyft have said that they're going to go back and fight this with an initiative. Do the people who work for them want this change too? Because I think the prices are going to go up for the rides, and people it will be hard to compete against the taxis.
Yeah.
Right? So it's going to gut the very thing that was creative about the gig economy.
Yeah, I think the gig economy is in serious trouble in California.
And yet it's based here. I mean, how did the folks at Silicon Valley, who fund much of California, let this get through?
Yeah. You know, again, it's just a huge union influence. And you can't unionize independent contractors. You can unionize a whole bunch of employees. And that's the bottom line of AB 5.
And so it is something that you fear is going to open up the PAGA arena, because there's a component in there that allows these private attorney general act lawyers to troll here?
Yeah. I'll tell you one other example that I found very interesting is there was somebody handing out notifications and letters at a construction job site. And what it pretty much said is, are you getting your lunch on time? Are you, getting your breaks on time? Are you paid time and a half? And it said, hashtag PAGA me. And I immediately thought, well, this must be some attorney firm behind it. So we did some more research and found out where the meeting was. And it was the union.
So the union wants to unionize that construction job or whatever that site is.
Absolutely.
So, they're finding a wedge to come in there. Do they literally go in and say, look, we could get you on this, but if you unionize, it all goes away? Or
yes, I've heard some stories. I've talked to people that have been hit with these kind of lawsuits.
A lot of business people listen to this program. Where can they find you? How can they get involved in efforts to roll this back or change some of these different laws?
Well, go to cabia.org and, our number's on there. Give me a call personally. I mean, we need to grow and we need to fight this because, like I said, this PAGA stuff is a multi-billion dollar industry.
And it's going to chase out the remaining businesses that are in the state, which is already very expensive to operate in. And if you don't have jobs, you're on the street.
Yeah, and we need to expose what these guys are really doing. And I think a lot of people don't know it, including our legislators. Mm-hmm.
Tom Manzo, who is the founder of Cabia. He's also the president of Timely Prefinished Steel Door Frames. Again, the website is Cabia, that's CABIA.org. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Larry. Thanks for having me on.
Sunday Morning Newsmakers with Larry Marino.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.